Okay, that last song was a new, not only was it a new release, it was Susan Wendelken's first release. The name of the song was You Don't Have to Love It or Leave It, and the name of the CD was Elaine's Echo. So, let's see. We don't really have time to put on another track, so I'm going to draw this out a little bit, and then Zombo's going to be with you. I'm not 100% sure of this, but 100% I'm sure that I'm going to be here next Friday, and I believe we're finally going to get around to playing Prison Songs, something I've been thinking about doing for the past few weeks. It just seems that the old-time prison songs aren't adequate to the conditions in the new-time prisons, so I'm kind of conflicted about this, but we're going to go ahead and do it. Not sure what's coming after that. I know Good Friday's coming up, so we're going to have to, I think it's the last Friday of the month, and once again, it's on a Friday, so then we'll be doing songs appropriate to the occasion, and that's about all I got here, other than to say thank you for listening. Hope that you tune in next Friday. Yeah. I should also, let me also tell you that you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and sometimes on the internet at WRCT.org.
Treat me like you do when you lay your hand upon me and tell me who you are. I thought I was mistaken. I thought I heard your words. Tell me, how do I feel? Tell me now, how do I feel? Those who came before me lived throughout their vocations. From the past until completion, they'll turn away no more. And I still find it so hard to say what I need to say. But I am quite sure that you will tell me just how I should feel today, yeah. A ship in the harbor. I can and shall obey. But if it wasn't for your misfortune, I'd be a heavenly person today. I thought I was mistaken. I thought I heard you speak. Tell me, how do I feel? Tell me now, how should I feel?
Sunday morning. Ah, miss y'all. This is James Brown. That's right, James Brown. Stormy Monday and Zombo in Your Brain. Before that, we heard the Detroit Cobras doing On a Monday. Are you seeing something going on here? And we started off with the Jolly Boys doing New Order's Blue Monday. You see a pattern here? Yes, you know, you're very, very observant. It is all Monday today. Even though it is Friday, it is Monday. It is all songs about Monday, part of the huge space-time continuum theory series that I've been doing since who knows how long. Long time. Probably January. Yeah, since January. No, before that. Dude, we did this like last spring. We started out with all the space and time and planets, and then now we're getting into the days of the week, and then we're going to start doing songs about days, weeks. So I got like 7-8 weeks of nonsense to throw you away. But these weekday shows are a pretty good idea. They're very palatable. The average Joe can listen and go, ah, I see. These are all songs about Monday. This guy's a straight shooter. Rather than my normal show. And they go, what else is on this? This is weird. So anyhow, I don't know if anybody heard that last week, WRCT celebrated 50 years on the FM dial. 50 years of broadcasting, and about 20 of them are halfway decent. And so the funny thing is they had this special. I made this big deal about this special, and I listened to it, and it was like a total snoozer. It was like, oh, do you remember the one time the one DJ got in his car, and he drove on the lawn, RCA, on CMU? Oh, my goodness gracious. That was fascinating. These dumb stories. This is the biggest waste of time. The other waste of time was at also WYEP said, you know what? We've got, so 73, 74 must have been a big year for radio here, because all of a sudden YEP say, oh, you know what? It's our 50-year anniversary. And I read that article, and I was like, oh, yeah. We had this one guy on the radio. He had a really terrible voice, but he knew his music. Yes, sir. Oh, and then one guy. Oh, my goodness. He loved coffee. I'm not making this up. This is how boring these 50-year anniversaries were. So they go, it's so boring. One guy goes, he loved coffee. The jazz guy on YAP, he loved his coffee. And a matter of fact, one time he interrupted a song and said, oh boy, his coffee tastes good. And that's radio legend. This guy gets on. I cut into songs all the time with a lot more interesting things to say than, I like coffee. This coffee sure tastes good. Boy, oh boy, what a bunch of dullards. What a bunch of dullards. And they make that the big 50-year. No wonder nobody listens to the radio, for crying out loud. And then they go, and then the one guy, his voice was so terrible. I'm like, why are you even saying this? And then the other guy, he would laugh over his records because he didn't want anybody to know, to record his records and replay them. And you know who that was. Yeah. They just, outside of like, you know, your Porky Chadwick, I'm sorry. Rest of the lot does not impress me. Even though I would, Brother Love. Okay. But see, that's the thing. You hear Brother Love, an old broadcast of Brother Love, and it's the same thing every week. You know, I've been doing this for 20 odd years, and every bit of them odd. And I always try and change my game up. Always trying to change it up. Always trying to, it's like a bob and weave. But then you listen to like Brother Love. If you go on YouTube, you can hear Brother Love. And it's like, oh my God. He makes up some kind of weird Swahili stuff. And he says it every week. Only thing I do is I say I remain in your brain at the end of the show. That's the only given. And I do that because it's a bit of a neurosis. Because I remember not doing it once. And some bad stuff went down. That's right. One time I did not say I remain in your brain. And I had 3 flat tires on my bicycle. One thing happened. I don't know what happened. But I it's a thing where I do that. That's the tag. And then I started my show with a song called Cool Disc Jockey Man by Boyd Bennett. And then I just said, you know what? I don't need a theme song. Let's just come out of the gate. And why waste 3 minutes? Why give Boyd Bennett's estate 5 cents for playing Cool Disc Jockey every week? So... But yeah, so it was just like, I was like, no wonder nobody listens to the radio. But man, they tried to make like all this big history out of the past. There's a lot more interesting. I just think that there's a lot more interesting things in the past 50 years than what these people are telling us. Because I know I did some crazy stuff here and nobody talks about it. And that's a very good thing. It's nice sneaking under this and go, oh, yeah, that's funny. Talk about the guy that cuts in about his, he likes coffee while the song's playing. Well, I am pretty much getting away with radio murder. And I like my radio murder. That's right. Murder in the radio since 2000. Actually, I started in the 90s. Holy crap. Not on this station. But I started here in 2001. How about that? My anniversary is coming up. I started the first week of April in 2001. So there you go. There's some odd years there. There's 20 some years, right? That's not bad. But I remember the one time I cut into this record and I said, man, oh, man, oranges are delicious. And I wasn't even eating an orange. But I thought it was delicious. And I had to tell you. Yeah. What else is going on? Let's see here. Should have went out. Well, it's only 14 after, for crying out loud. Let's get into some more music. So it's all songs about Monday. So next week is going to be a challenge because I'm pushing together Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday into one show. I do not have enough music, there's not enough Tuesday songs. There's some, not 3 hours of Tuesday songs. There's some Wednesdays, but not enough for 3 hours. Same with Thursday. But Friday, whole 3 hours. Saturday, whole 3 hours, getting through the week. And I like Mondays. I know the songs I don't like Mondays, but I like Mondays. You know what I do? You know why? Because Mondays, I just always think the rest of the world is just like getting out of bed and thinking about, oh, now I got a week sludge getting through all the horrible. I got to get these reports out, my bond and this. And then that one guy got to do this at work. And then I take Monday and I get a nice lunch. I sleep in till I normally wake up and I treat myself all day long. I go buy myself little things. I go eat nice things. I take another nap. I do whatever. I make sure Monday is the best day of the week. Because I remember how crummy Mondays used to be. I'm reinventing Mondays. I mean, like for myself. Maybe it's none of your business. And it is none of your business. Here's Monday Monday by Herb Alpert. And it's not Albert. People say, oh, yeah, here's some Herb Alpert. No, it's Herb Alpert. I mean, you don't say Fat Alpert. Hey, it's Fat Alpert. Well, anyhow, here's him doing Monday Monday. And I'm sure this is the Wrecking Crew on this with Herb Alpert. They also were the Wrecking Crew also for Mamas and the Papas Mondays Monday. Yeah, so they that Wrecking Crew was something. And I think Carol Kay is still alive, the bass player. They said she's played on 10,000 songs. And her best bass line is if you ever listen to Taste of Honey. Oh, man, her pal Perperts. Man, she really gets down on that, man. All right, Monday, Monday. Herb Alpert. Yeah. Boy, do I like coffee. And oranges.
sadness on the street. The best bartender in the land went on to meet his maker. Come on, strike him the band. Second line's in order, they'll be dancing all the way. When the preacher cut loose the body and the band begins to play. Umbrella swinging high up in the air. The crowd is getting heavy. They'll be dancing everywhere. Folks of all description, they'll be getting into the act. It's the second line on Monday, and that's a natural fact. He must have been a VIP for a second line to wine. From CBD to Bourbon Street, to Claiborne and Ursuline. You can join on any corner, enjoy it as it passes. It's the second line on Monday, and boy, the crowd is fast. Over in the glory land, he's gone to meet the holy man. Over in the glory land. Over in the glory land. He's gone to meet the holy man. Over in the glory land. There's sadness on the street. The best bartender in the lane went on to meet his maker. Come on, strike on the band. Second line's in order, they'll be dancing all the way. When the preacher cut loose the body and the band began to play.
Anymore. street. Every breath I take seems to make my body ache. I'm drifting to the mist on a Monday
stocks.
Yeah, right there. Monster Truck Mondays. From the latest Empty Threats record. Probably the only Empty Threats record. Before that, we heard Billy Bragg from his 10-CD box set. Yeah, they released a 10-CD box set. And that was Saint Monday. Before that, we heard The Move. And I believe some of the guys went on to start Roy Wood. Did he start Electric Light Orchestra and then they kicked him out? I forget, but I know there's some kind of like Electric Light Orchestra Move connection. And that's Mist on a Monday. And the set started off with Second Line on a Monday by Caleb Carbo. And you listen to Zombo right here, and it's all Monday stuff. All right, whew, half hour in, and I feel the groove already. This is nice, because this Monday thing's a bunch of all right, you know. Because, like I'm saying, a very palatable show. Very palatable. And, you know, everybody can listen to the different wide variety. Whereas every week it's a wide variety, but nobody really, I don't care. I don't care anymore. That's the beauty of this radio. I don't care. Nobody cares here. This is fabulous. This is like some wild radio wilderness. It is like pioneers going out in the covered wagons and getting dysentery and eating each other on the Donner Pass. That's right. Or was it the Blitzen Pass? Or was it the Donner Trail? Donner Party, that's right. What are you guys doing? It's all Monday stuff. All Monday stuff, all songs about Monday. And coming up, I got a request from the Melnick. And this song is one of my favorite tunes. I'm only going to play it once, and I'm not going to cut it and say how much I like oranges or coffee. All right? Song by The Jam called Monday. And it's a great tune because it really sticks with me. Yeah, I'm sure that music out there has that effect on people where it soundtracks a certain portion of your life or a certain section of your whole existence. And this tune, Monday, and this is the big mistake of dating somebody where you work. And this song, Monday, says, like, I was hanging out with this gal, but we'd only see each other at work. And, of course, it was Monday because back in the day, it was Monday through Friday. I'd probably say only about maybe 17% of all people actually work Monday through Friday now because they always try and stick in there. Yeah, we'll give you a Tuesday off, but you got to come in Saturday. Tuesday, huh? Yeah, you got to work part of the day Sunday, but we'll give you the first part of Thursday off. All right, because everybody's powerless. That's all. You do what your boss says. So needless to say, the valuable lesson, never date anybody. It is exciting to date somebody where you work at, but don't eat where you poop. Yeah? You could, but I would highly not recommend that. So they just like, you just keep your work and your other life separate. But I'll tell you what, man, nothing beats hanky-panky in a broom closet on company time. That's awesome. Nothing beats hanky-panky in, you know, a hidden spot during company, because they're paying you to make out. And that's pretty sweet. And it does have its thrill. But, it's going to, like everything, it's going to go sour fast, you know. It's going to go sour. And then you're stuck going into work, and then there's that person there that like, ooh. So you better be prepared to quit, especially if you don't like your job. It's a perfect opportunity to quit because it gets ugly. I should tell you some things about. Let me tell you what I can tell you. I can tell you about. So this is another thing here. I'm not going to mention names, but you were probably talking too, right? We were having a little chat. How the fantastic history of the radio stations here in Pittsburgh. They're celebrating 50 years. We had our 50-year anniversary last week, and ironically, so did WIEP. They're 50 years. So needless to say, WRCT has a top story that didn't end up in that special. And that fabulous time, I'm not going to mention the DJ who was eating potato chips on air like it was nothing. He was playing music. All of a sudden, he's doing his announcements, and you start hearing his crunch. And the dude's eating a whole bag of potato. Not even like, you know, not even like Lay's potato chips. Something like Golden Crisp. Something that makes a big crunch. Do they even get Golden Crisps out here? Golden Crisps? That's like crack for potato chips. If you've never had Golden Crisps, I think they're out of Ohio. golden crisp. And they haven't changed the grease or the formula since the 60s. It's not like this kettle stuff. It's like these extra crunchy, like jawbreaker chips of gypsum and silicone smashed together with potatoes. They're so crispy and they're so crunchy. But it really does sound like you're busting your teeth up when you're eating Golden Crisps. And I believe that DJ was probably eating Golden Crisps because it was some loud ass chomping on this here radio station. And if you're the DJ that chomped them potato chips, good on you. You did not make the WRCT history. But, what other fascinating things happened here on the station that they did not mention in that absolutely mind-numbing 50-year special? It was mind-numbing. Because I even taped it. I even taped it. Or recorded it, however they did it. And I listened back to it. For my station, the station I'm on, it was punishing. Number one, they were talking about people I had no clue about. And the other thing is I had people I have no interest in. No interest, no clue, and nothing exciting. Now, if they would have went on about the dude eating potato chips on the radio, I'd say that's some good radio. If they were going on, because that beats the guy cutting into a record and saying he likes coffee any day of the week. Let me tell you about some shows here. Join Kevin Amos from 6 a.m. to noon each Sunday for jazz, blues, R&B, funk, soul, reggae, and more. That's right. So there you be with that. The David Pac-Man Show. Watch him chase Winky, Blinky, and Stinky around the dial for a midweek's politics in the basement. Constant of XOJ. Man, who came up with those letters? WXOJ. That's a basement station, all right. WXOJ. They ran out of good letters. RCT is like, Radio Carnegie Tech. RCT. I bet you knew that, right? RCT? Yeah, or rectum. Yeah, we just wrecked them good. We're all out of good letters. What do you guys do? You guys are XOJ. XOJ? Oh, come on, man. Can't you give us something else? Nope, all we got left is XOJ. Oof. All right, give me that bag of potato chips. I'm on it. Anyhow, the focus of the show is on American politics and society, airing Mondays through Fridays, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. on this here station. So how you like them? How you like them chips? I like them chips. Okay, let's see what I got. I should tell you some kind of underwriter thing. Should I? All right, I'll tell you real quick about the trees. You know, when you support a healthy community, a strong local community makes an urban forest advocate. It does. So get active. Plant a tree. A massage from Sustainable Urban Forests. The coalition there. The U.S. Forests. The tagline is longer than the actual promo. All right, the tagline is a massage from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service Station, and WRCT Pittsburgh. And the actual PSA is, do you know if you support a healthy community and an urban active forest thing, it does, it works, it gets active, whatever. It's a bunch of words, a bunch of clicks and whistles, if you ask me. All right, want some more music? Sure you do. Back to where I was un momento ago with a fantastic tune by The Jam. The other thing is, too, one of these days I'm going to do a radio show because everybody's got like a history of people they knew and know and still know or do know. And they had a song that reminded them of them, of that person, you know. So, that was our song, man. Or he's like, man, that song reminds me of that guy. Oh, man, this song is just like, so it's kind of neat that when you hear a song, it like makes you think of somebody. And, mine is It's a Gas. If you want to know, that's by the Alfred E. Newman Orchestra. That's just my song for me. But here's a tune. This goes back to corporate hellscape. And the only escape was making out in the broom closet on Monday, The Jam.
Oh, baby, when I see you again. Oh, baby. There were times when being together was fun, and there were times when being apart was even more fun, and there were times when there was nothing but time, and that was no fun. Well, the man just let me out. I think it's Monday morning. There's a taste here in my mouth that tastes like Monday morning. And if I'm tasting my own mouth, if it's Monday morning, I should be doing fine when I get you off my mind. And if it's Monday morning, my eyes are a little blurred for a Monday morning. You're leaving town, I've heard. If it's Monday morning, So goodbye is another word for Monday morning. But I could be doing fine if I could get you off my mind. And if it's Monday morning, won't someone help me quick? I'm down and I'm feeling sick. There's just too much of my head that's showing. God, if you won't help me, then help me, because I'm not exactly sure where I'm going. Well, I know I should go home if it's Monday morning, 'cause our room is all alone if it's Monday morning. But I'll probably get stoned if it's Monday morning. Then I'll think I'm doing fine, but I'll bet you're on my mind come next Monday morning. Well, the man just let me out, and I think it's Monday morning. There's a taste here in my mouth that tastes like Monday morning.
Nice noise there, Anders Rupen. Sounding a lot like Stereo Total. Yes, that was Monday. Before that, If It's Monday Morning, Lee Hazelwood, and we heard Monday Monday by Colonel Jubilation B. Jones. And that whole album is really good by Colonel Ju. It's an older album. It came out pretty much right after Bob Dylan did that, the Rainy Day Women, you know, the Stonia song. This guy did the whole album of songs loosely put together like that. And that's the best Bob Dylan song ever, the Stonia. Because that's just like, Bob Dylan's just like, yeah, man. And then they actually, that was palatable, you know. Before that, we started off with Monday by The Jam. And what the hell happened to Paul Weller? I mean, he wrote, if you look at a lot of these Jam records and some of the Style Council records, the song crafting is insanely brilliant. I mean, even to write one song like that, let alone 40, 50, 60 of them. And then he started with these solo records. And these solo records are like, boy. You know, I don't know if he had like some kind of like car accident injury that knocked all the talent out of his songwriting. But man, the last 15,000 Paul Weller records, pretty much toothpaste. And not like Lee Hazelwood. This dude was writing great songs since day one. He wrote stuff like Rebel Rouser. He wrote a lot of stuff for Duane Eddy. Rebel Rouser, Ramrod, Stockin', Baja. And then he wrote these Boots Are Made for Walkin', Summer Wine, all that stuff for Nancy Sinatra. And then he wrote a lot of great, you know. I remember his last album was pretty amazing. He was like, in like late 70s, and came out on his birthday, and it was either the album was called Cake or Death, and he ended up it was death, friends. He ended up dying pretty soon after that album came out. Lee Hazelwood, pretty amazing human being. And it's all songs about Monday today, yeah, being Friday, it's about Monday, so we're enjoying celebrating Friday with a Monday kind of twist to it right here at WRCT Pittsburgh. Zombo in your brain. I gotta tell you about some animal friends. Oh, yeah. You know you like them animal friends. That's right. Whether you're a young pup or a seasoned hound, there's a class in interest at Animal Friends University, better known as AFU. That's right. AFU. AFU. That's why that's their chant when they're on the sidelines, when they have their basketball team out there. They have the cheerleaders. They're all dressed up like those doggy mascots. And they're like, AFU. At AFU, you can take a class about or even take one with your pet. They have summer camps for kids, cat massage classes. AFU. Canine behavior training and so much, 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 much more. Oh, go to their catalog, thinkingoutsidethecage.org. Do not go to animalfriends.com. You will be fired from your job if you do that. Because somehow somebody dropped the ball at Animal Friends and didn't get the right website. And the next thing you know, man, it's like some weird porn site or something. It's not good. So whoever missed the boat on animalfriends.com, and now they have thinkingoutsidethecage.org. And if you put thinking inside the cage, you probably get some nice stuff there too, baby. Know what I'm saying? All right. I have not heard. It is almost 11 o'clock. I have not heard from Paul in the CBD store, but he wanted to hear I Don't Like Mondays, which he gave me the whole rundown of like, oh, yeah, that was about some school shooting. I'm like, yeah, school shootings is just boring now. There's so many of them all over the place. Like, oh, yeah, oh, you hear about that shooting? Which one? Oh, that was Tuesday, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. No, that was the other one, the one where the guy shot himself after shooting all the kids. Oh, that one. That was last week? No, that one before that. That was the guy that had dynamite and put it in his rectum and then shot everybody and then blew his brains out. Yeah, that one. That one right there. Whatever. Needless to say, I Don't Like Mondays. It was about some kind of school shooting that happened that he wrote a song about, and then it got banned. Heaven forbid. And then the Boomtown Rats. Bob Geldof, pretty interesting person. He was the guy behind We Are the World, and Do They Know It's Christmas, or something like that. He was behind something like that. He's one of them do good and good guys, you know? But I don't personally, I never liked this song. Never liked it. Just due to the fact that melody, it's kind of boring, and it's kind of like, oh, isn't this it poignant? It's not poignant, but this version is a bit more poignant. I Don't Like Mondays by the Groovy Ghoulies. Zombo right squarely in your brain. All Monday. All day. Today. Friday.
And this is a big chip inside of him. He switched to overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make him stay at home. And daddy doesn't understand it. He always says she was good at dough. And if you see no reason, cause there are no reasons, what reason do you need to be show? Oh, 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 oh. Tell me why I don't like Mondays. Tell me why I don't like Mondays. Tell me why. Hold day down. And the jealous machine is kept so clean, and it types to a waiting world. Mother feels so shocked, father's world is rocked, and the thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16, ain't that peachy keen? Now it is, don't need to admit it. It can be no reason, cause there are no reason. What reason do you need? Oh, tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot the whole day down, down, down. Shoot it all down.
No need to tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you, my heart begins to pound and pound. So won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday are always. If you're satisfied, I'll be at your side. Sunday, Monday are always. Tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you, my heart begins to pound and pound. And what am I to do? Can I be with you? Sunday, Monday are always. Sunday, Monday are always.
Children forget the sweet taste of ice cream. The day will come between Sunday and Monday, boy. The day will come between Sunday and Monday, boy. That's the day I'll stop loving you. That's the day I'll stop loving you. When will I forget all the sweet love you give? When the good man above forgets to forgive.
Okay, that was Kiki D. Remember Kiki D? Kiki D? Kiki D? Yeah. Real name was Pauline Matthews. And, you know, she did the song with Elton John, Don't Break My Heart. She also appeared on the Benny Hill Show. So there's a little Kiki D for you. Kiki D, about that doll just nuts over her. Here's 17 Pygmies with Monday. We also heard in front of that Sunday, Monday, or Always. Nat King Cole, what a voice. Man, that guy smoked like a carton of Chesterfields a day. And that guy still had that voice. You know, the dude was like probably 6 days away from like dying of lung and throat cancer. And he still had that voice. It's like, man, are you okay? I'm just fine. Man, that's some smooth voice there. Yeah, ooh, too bad you're coughing up blood. Damn it. Well, what a voice, man. 17 Pygmies with Monday Zombo. Directly in your brain.